Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Pretty sure I know the answer to this, but do you trust the government? How do you not get Sussman? I don't know a lot about the law. I understand the legal wranglings that go on. I've watched Perry Mason, LA Law. I've watched a host of legal shows. I've watched all kinds of legal proceedings, and I don't understand, how do you not get Sussman? Zero Hedge wrote, Durham's overarching trial narrative was that the FBI was duped by Sussman when he presented them with data purportedly tying Trump to the Kremlin via the Russian Alpha Bank. It may have been Durham's only viable strategy given the fact that he was facing a jury of 12 D.C. residents, a city where Democrats outnumber Republicans 20-1. So in other words, the jury was stacked against him and therefore stacked against America. He said, this strategy did give Sussman's team the opportunity to highlight serious misconduct by the FBI, with a flurry of new information about FBI malfeasance and abuses coming to light. So what does it all mean for Durham? For Durham? What does it mean for America? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So I don't even know what to tell you. You know, just crazy news about Sussman. And, you know, I've had a day to consider everything that's happened, and I'm just sitting there going, you know, I don't understand the legalese of things. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes I'll watch a show, and then a lawyer will go, well, Kevin, you can't do that because of this technicality, especially when I'm working with Goldwater. Because I'm like, why can't we sue over this? Well, you can't, Kevin, because the states do this, that, and I'm like, wow. It's like the rules don't really apply. There's somebody that's getting around it no matter what. It makes you just detest the legal system. They're asking, can he do a U-turn and go after the FBI that he spent the past 2 weeks calling a victim? Can he go after Sussman's associates like tech executive Rodney Jaffe? And what about Hillary Clinton, who we learned green-lighted the plan to vilify Trump? Yes, yes, and yes. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I bet you are pretty upset because you're sitting here going, look, if I lied that many times to the FBI and in court, and I don't know where all this guy lied. I didn't follow the case. It was like Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I just figure, you know, he was the Clinton's attorney. Isn't he supposed to have some sort of ethical responsibility? If not, I mean, certainly to the team, but, you know, I mean, don't misunderstand me. He's going to represent his client, but can he, I know I'm getting into the gray area of the legal system, but does he have an ethical responsibility to the people of America?
Yeah. Well, Kevin, if they were representing a killer, he couldn't tell you about the case. You know, he's supposed to represent his client. Okay. So we don't really have a legal system. We have a system that is made for people who know how to twist the law into such a way that it suits their needs. I don't consider that a legal system. And I get the technicality stuff. I get if somebody really screws up procedurally. Well, guess what? The technicality should be going towards the American public. Shouldn't there be a law that says if the technicality, you know, hurts the American, the body politic, it's thrown out. Isn't that what we're all fighting for? Justice for, ultimately for the country? Let me put it this way. If you were a murderer and you knew you did it and you got out on a technicality, while you might feel good about it, wouldn't you feel bad for the body politic that says, boy, if you are a Guatemalan midget, you are free to murder? And they go, oh, God, I didn't realize that. So everybody now proclaims to be a Guatemalan midget. That's the world we live in. Disgusting.
They go on. This is a Zero Hedge. They say the Dashenko case, Durham's most immediate concern will be his second big case, that being against Christopher Steele's primary subsource, Igor Dashenko, who was indicted November 2021 for lying to the FBI. Same type of charge as Sussman faced. Specifically, Dashenko is alleged to have lied about his own sources, making up a conversation with Sergey Milian, a man he never met, and concealing from the FBI's conversations with Clinton operative Charles Dolan. Now, let's go back to Sussman. So Sussman apparently didn't lie to the FBI. He just said, no, it's Hillary Clinton. It's here's what I'm doing. Again, I didn't follow the details. I just figured this was a foregone conclusion. Dashenko, maybe it's different. Maybe they've got him on. But let me say this. If they lose a second one, what's this going to mean for the court of public opinion? Because we now know through Robbie Mook that Hillary Clinton issued the code red. They go on to say there's a number of differences between Sussman's and Dashenko's situations. But most importantly, Dashenko was charged in Virginia, not in D.C. That means the jury pool would be more favorable to Durham. Are you trying to tell me that in D.C., the truth doesn't matter? The 20-1 Democrats to Republicans in D.C., I want you to understand this. Even when we turn over the government in D.C., when we have a House controlled by the Republicans and the Senate controlled by the Republicans and a Republican president, we still don't control D.C. Do you think we're ever going to make any progress if that city doesn't flip itself? Chocolate City. Like Sussman, Dashenko talked to the FBI in Washington, but unlike Sussman, he later repeated his lies at his home in Virginia when the FBI came for follow-up interviews. So Sussman was fortunate that he lied in D.C., where you can get away with anything you want as a Democrat. That Durham chose to charge Dashenko in Virginia, where the lies were repeated, instead of Washington, where they were first told, gives us insight into how Durham views the Washington jury pool. Wow. How pathetic. How pathetic. I know many of you are reeling over this, but it has nothing to do with the case. It has everything to do with the location. So here's what I would say going forward to Sussman. Try nobody in D.C. Certainly pretty easy to figure out what to do here, Michael Sussman. John Durham. Don't try any cases in D.C. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You don't know who to believe anymore. Well, here's what I can tell you. Don't believe the government. Don't believe the media. Believe nothing they say. We'll talk more about manufactured news, but here's what I want to tell you. January 6th, the FBI, this is a known fact, planted people at the Capitol and encouraged them to try to get citizens of America to storm the Capitol. There were Capitol police who were told to let them in. All of this to cover up one of the big, probably the biggest scandal in American history, the Big Cheat. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, the Big Cheat. We are about to expose the big conspiracy behind this that is the sequel to 2000 Mules. It'll blow your mind. Perp walk's already happening. Do you know two people have been arrested in Arizona for the data that was brought about by True the Vote, good friends of mine, Catherine Engelbrecht, and others? And
there's hardly a word about it. And the follow-on to the big cheat is January 6th. But now we're learning something about this Buffalo shooter. And here's what somebody wrote. The recent mass shooter in Buffalo, New York, had reportedly been coached by a former FBI agent before committing his heinous actions. Now, don't know if it's true or not. You have to validate this for yourself. But here's what I can tell you. I wouldn't dismiss it. Have you been asking yourself, why is it that things can be going along smoothly, then suddenly there's a shooting? It's like somebody flips a switch. Now, I'm going to talk more about what the potential for this could be here in a bit. But they flip a switch, and it's like these, what do they call them, Mongolian candidates, you know, Manchurian candidates. It's like they just flip a switch. I must kill someone. I must kill someone. Doesn't it seem like these people just irrationally do something? And what's interesting to me is the FBI seems to be tracking them. And then they do something, and suddenly we're facing a new crisis that's very convenient. Because now there's been another mass shooting. What are we talking about? Oh, let's keep our eye off the ball with this Sussman verdict. Let's keep our eye off the ball for the big guy and Hunter Biden's laptop and all the other things that I talk about routinely on this show. So the point of being pathetic. So again, I don't know whether this kid was coached or not, but that's what this article says. Law enforcement sources have informed the Buffalo News that a supposedly retired federal agent was in a chat room with the killer and was given advice notice of what he was planning to do at least 30 minutes beforehand. The former agent never informed authorities. I don't know whether this is true. I'll tell you something else they've been saying about this school shooter. The school shooter has been said to have been transsexual, you know, like wanting to convert and all this. You go look at the fact checks and they go, that's not true. Those pictures of him are not true. I don't know whether they are or they aren't, but here's what I know. I'll say it again. I don't believe the media. Do you? Because I don't think you do. We have two competing ideologies, and I just want you to understand with the Sussman verdict, you're seeing it play out. It doesn't matter what you do. There are a group of people in areas of the country who will not convict. Think of it this way. Remember the old Klan in the Deep South when the Democrats ruled the world and a black man would stand trial? Or let's say, for example, a Klansman had lynched a black man. A Democrat had lynched a black man or something to that effect. And he'd look at the jury, and they'd give him a sign. You're okay. We're Klansmen. They had a little sign that they would say, no worries. Michael Sussman went into his trial knowing that the Klan had his back. And that's the way the Democrats operate. It's okay to lynch black folks. It's okay to lynch conservatives. It's okay to go after conservative women, black conservatives, rich white Republicans in general, any white male, as long as he's Republican. It's okay to do any of that. Don't worry. You will not be convicted for attacking or doing anything against them. You can lie, you can cheat, you can use the FBI, you can use all the power of the government. We got your back. That's the system of justice we live in. An elitist system. And you wonder why, when we go to court, you know what we're thinking as conservatives? Oh man, I hope they don't look at my Facebook page. I hope they don't find out I'm a conservative. I hope they don't find out that I voted for Trump. When they go to court, you know what they get? Fairness from us. Fairness. The thing they hate, though, they hate it because the left wants the deck stacked. They said, this law enforcement source said the former federal agent regularly stoked the accused gunman, Peyton Gendron, with racism, anti-Semitism, and other propaganda designed to inflame the deranged man. Would you believe it if I said to you that Democrats excel at getting people worked up? I often talk about this buddy of mine. He's a comedian, and he does a set, I'm So Glad You Said Something,
And he says, white people, he's talking about leftists, know how to get black folks worked up so we do their dirty work. And then he jokes, he says, a white dude will come whisper, we got to work the next six Saturdays. And then the black guy will be, I ain't working the next six Saturdays. And he'll scream and he'll holler and the supervisor will come over and go, well, listen, Jerome, you shouldn't, you know, just keep it down. You know, we'll work it out. And so he finally comes back and says, look, nobody's going to have to work Saturdays. And the white guy will slink back over and go, I'm so glad you said something. That is exactly how it works. I'm so glad you said something. They said, these were like-minded people who use this chat group to talk about their shared interests in racial hatred, replacement theory, and hatred of anyone who is Jewish, a person of color, or not of European ancestry, according to this law enforcement source. What is especially upsetting is that these six people received advance notice of the Buffalo shooting about 30 minutes before it happened. The FBI has verified that none of these people call law enforcement to warn them about the shooting. The FBI database shows no advance tips from anyone that this shooting was about to happen. People, I'm telling you, there is a group of Americans, leftists, who love violence. They love this type of stuff. It's the ammo that they use in order to propagate their crazy agenda. And they act very innocent with all of it. Look, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, oh, yeah, they're doing this and it's a conspiracy or whatever. I don't know any of that. But here's what I do know. There is no reason for anyone to walk around this country hating anybody else. But every time you look around, there's some leftist anti-Semite. They hate Israel. They hate white conservative men. They hate black conservatives. They hate somebody, and they foment it. And then when something occurs, they'll see, I told you. We told you. That's what the left does. If this FBI guy exists, I hope they get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting Thursday to mark up its omnibus gun bill known as the Protecting Our Kids Act. This comes after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 children and two teachers. Ranking member Jim Jordan claims the bill won't stop mass shootings and warns it won't be the Democrats' only attempt to introduce gun control legislation.
We all want to keep children safe in school, but this bill wouldn't do that. This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment, and it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says two doctors, a patient, and a receptionist were killed in a shooting at the hospital Wednesday. Once officers announced themselves, the suspected shooter killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every single day, I lose more and more faith in the media. And it's when I think it's as low as it can go, they shock me. They do something else. They surprise me at just how much they're willing to lie to your face. They don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I can't imagine you don't feel much the same. Every day, I lose more faith in this government. I lose more faith in people in certain areas like D.C., California, New York. People are brainwashed into this, where the lie becomes the truth. And you have to ask yourself, if you get caught up in the criminal justice system, will you get off? I heard recently that they called this January 6th commission, they called in Sean Hannity, had the FBI investigating him, and he's afraid. And I'm thinking to myself, here's a guy with the bully pulpit worth certainly nine figures. Sean Hattie's worth at least $100 million, and he's afraid. I think to myself, if I had $100 million, not that that's a lot of money anymore, right, given that we now calculate things in trillions and our kids will calculate things in quadrillions. The government budget or debt may be quadrillions by the time we all die. So $100 million seemed like an unachievable number back when I was a kid. To get to a million was like, woohoo! Now, if you got $1 million, you're below the poverty line in some places. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. But think about this. A wealthy guy who... he sent a text or two or said something about, you know, January 6th, which, by the way, is completely contrived, and he's afraid. He's afraid. One of my friends, we talked the other day, she says, Kevin, you know what I like about your show and what I like about you as a human being? I go, no, what is that? She says, you are fearless. You go at it. It's no holes barred. I go, what else can you be? What is Sean Hannity afraid of? He's done nothing wrong. We watched an election get stolen from the American citizenry, and then we watched them contrive this January 6th BS, and everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to speak out about the Me Too movement. Well, we have example after example of skanks. But they want you to take it back, Kevin Jackson. No, I won't take it back. We have a crackhead kid whose father is the big guy, and social media doesn't want you talking about it. Talk about it. What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? We have people, conservatives, who are afraid to confront friends, old high school friends, old college friends, family members, etc., over their political position. You won't even let people know you voted for Trump, that you're a Republican, that you supported the Tea Party, that you have a MAGA hat in your closet somewhere hidden with your firearm. I mean, it's amazing to me what we won't do, what we won't say. We don't put bumper stickers on our cars. We won't put political signs in our yards. We won't wear political shirts that say who we are. But look at the left. They will wear an Obama-Biden shirt. They will wear a Biden-Harris shirt. They will wear a rainbow flag as if they are the only people who can be gay on the left. It's insane. But we do.
I want people to know because, you know, they don't know.
Well, there's a saying, no balls, no babies. And let me tell you, conservatives, if you want to continue in this mode, it's a loss. It's a loser. Manufactured news is what I've been talking about. Supposedly, the FBI coached the Buffalo shooter, the former FBI agent. I don't know if that's true. Here's what I do know. The FBI acted on information from Michael Sussman, misinformation, intended to misinform the FBI. He gets off because of a D.C. jury. The media isn't outraged by it. They aren't going, you know, wow. The dude lied. We know he lied. He should go to jail for it. Nobody, the media and the left don't seem too outraged to learn from Hillary Clinton's own chief of staff or campaign manager, Robbie Mook, that she is the one who said, go ahead and give the misinformation. They don't seem to care. The media doesn't seem to care that two people in the big cheat, the biggest election fraud in the history of America, they don't seem to care that two people got arrested in Arizona who are now singing. They're going, woohoo, yeah, boy, like little canaries. We were part of an overall conspiracy. They don't seem to care. You know what they care about? They care about your guns. Or at least that's what they claim to care about. But as The Hill wrote in his blog, former CNN anchor and reporter Brooke Baldwin expressed concern at what she described as a trend of television news companies to quickly decamp from coverage of mass shootings days after the tragedies take place. Leading executives at major cable newsrooms, Baldwin suggests in a piece published in The Atlantic, are driven by ratings and revenue figures rather than news value and empathy for victims when they decide how long and to what extent mass shootings and their aftermath should be covered. Hey, let me add one other thing to that, Brooke. They also care about it with respect to the other shenanigans that Democrats are doing and what they need to carry forward on that. She says, after a week or 10 days, the outraged public grows tired of hearing about the carnage, loss, and inaction, Baldwin writes in a piece headlined, Don't Let the Cameras Turn Away. The audience starts to drop off. The ratings dip. And the networks worry about their bottom line. And while the journalists in the field have compassion for the victims of these tragic stories, their bosses at the networks treat the news as ratings-generating revenue sources. No ratings, less coverage. It's as simple as that. Well, if it were this that simple, which I do believe part of it, but it also has to do with the narrative. So I'll give you an example. Do you think that people would really be surprised to learn that there are two people that have been that have taken plea deals over the situation with the big cheat? Do you think that's big news? Do you think it would be big news if we indeed knew that Hunter's indictment was done? You know, like he's going to trial, and he was found guilty. What do these people think the news? This is nothing but news. But I get what she's saying. She says, nearly every major news outlet in the country has been heavily focused on the recent shootings at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, where a teenage gunman killed 19 children and 2 adults. Several family members have granted extensive and at times emotional interviews to the various outlets on the ground in Uvalde, with the father of one young victim breaking down in tears as he learned of her death. Let me put it this way, and I said this before. I did not hear a single sob story of Walker, that came out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Not one. But this shooting? Oh, a husband dies of a broken heart. Child, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I was looking at Google News, headline stuff. All emotional, tearjerker stuff. And, of course, gun control, dominating. Misinformation, fact-checking about guns and gun control, whatever else. And none of it, not one single thing, talks about the benefits of having a gun. And, look, I'm not going to go into it. We all know, if you've got a gun, you've got an equalizer. And what's funny, even the guy who shot, who got, you remember that one of the guys in one of these shootings, he got killed because he went to go try to do something. They go, see, look at there, the gun didn't help him. Yeah, on rare occasion, the guy trying to stop the fight might actually get killed. Happens with cops all the time. But do you think that the guy who went to go try to help would have rather not have a gun or have a gun? It makes no sense to not have a weapon when somebody's shooting at you. Nor does it make any sense that there weren't more people armed. And by the way, the polling shows that most people want teachers to be able to arm themselves. We've created this psychosis that a gun is bad when in fact a gun is good. Oh my gosh, man, it drives me crazy that, and then you get people like Cornyn and McConnell siding with the other, well, we need to take a look at it. And of course, Joe Biden walks back his handgun thing. Oh, I don't know if we're, I wasn't trying to say we should take your handguns. It's only rifles and your cannons and your bazookas. They want it all. Don't believe them for a second. And, of course, they go on to talk about the incident renewed a national conversation about gun control, school safety, police preparedness for mass killing events. The Department of Justice is investigating a police response to the shooting after local law enforcement has given conflicting accounts of how police and federal authorities handled the situation. Yeah, in other words, don't worry, folks. The FBI, the DOJ is on it. The same DOJ that helped Hillary Clinton try to set up Donald Trump. The same DOJ that's currently covering for the Biden family. Yeah, I'm going to put a lot of faith in what they say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you think that the left can't take your guns, I want to remind you that Sussman was found not guilty. He's as guilty as you can be, but he's found not guilty. Understand this, folks. The SCOTUS leaker is still unknown. This is, what, 2 weeks? Or longer into the leak of this information, as something that has, to my knowledge, has never occurred with the Supreme Court. We have a leaker, and the FBI can't determine who the leaker is. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What are we talking about? We're talking about guns. Joe Biden issued a executive order, a policing executive order, to overhaul law enforcement practices because of the shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
He came out and said, I don't just want your rifles, I want your handguns, 9mm. He called them out by type. Somebody said it's 45% of the handguns made in America. If you think that Democrats won't try to confiscate your guns, think again for those of you who wore masks and self-quarantined and got vaxxed. If you think they won't figure out a way to do it, let me tell you something. You are naive. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You are naive. There's no way these people will ever stop. So, Joe Biden said that he does not support a ban on the sales of handguns. That's what the White House came back out and said. This is his press secretary, made this statement in response to the question about whether Biden wanted to pass a measure similar to the handgun freeze introduced by Justin Trudeau of Canada. Another New World Order Great Reset puke. He supports a ban on the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and expanded background checks to keep the guns out of dangerous hands. Do you believe this? Do you believe for 1 second Democrats care about keeping guns out of, quote, dangerous hands? She goes on to say, we'll leave it up to other countries to set their policy on gun ownership. So, here's what Biden said prior. A 9mm bullet blows the lungs out of the body. So the idea of these high caliber weapons, there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of self-protection and hunting. He's talking about a 9mm pistol. This is a group of people, leftists, who have been trained. They don't know anything. When I say this, I'm not exaggerating it. They know nothing about firearms. They only know the danger. They don't understand the mentality of hunting, you know, what we grew up with, frontier. Think about Alaskans. What would Alaskans do without weapons? What would some people in Montana do? I'm talking about they got bears, they got cougars, you're out camping. What would you do? Then, let's move from one jungle, if you will, to this urban jungle. Why do you think so many black folks have guns? Illegal guns. I know I talk a lot about that, you know, it's criminals carrying guns. And many of these so-called criminals are people that shouldn't have a gun because it's not legal to have a gun in a city. But let me tell you why they have it. Survival. See, Democrats don't want to live in Montana. They don't want to live in Alaska. They don't want to live in Texas where there's a mentality of I will shoot and kill what I and eat it. We deer hunt. We hog hunt. We fish. We do the things that people did when they founded this country. We don't think of supermarkets. But, hey, guess what? The government has made all this available to you. You got all this packaged meat. They make sure it doesn't have mad cow. They run it through the FDA to make sure it's all safe for you. That's what government's role is to make it easier. So why should you want to hunt when we make this food available? Oh, that is, until it's not available. I don't know what you did for toilet paper before we ran out, but here's what I can tell you. I know how to wipe my butt. I don't need the government to tell me. I may have to take a shower every now and then, and I may walk around smelling like monkey butt part of the time. That's okay. I've been funky in my life a time or two, or three, or four, or 10, or 20. Usually not for a date or date night or anything like that, but I've been funky, and I bet you have too. And I don't care how prim and proper you are, ladies. Yes, you've been funky. Anyway, Biden took it upon himself to visit Uvalde, right? Met with families, victims, survivors of the mass shooting. Robb Elementary School, now going to be emblazoned in history. And she says, for Joe Biden to act on your guns, he can't do this alone. He needs Congress. Well, what do you think they've been doing? How do you think they got Mark Kelly elected? How do you think they got many of these people elected who won in the 2020 election, the pull through of the big cheat? They cheated. How do you think they got these senators in Georgia that no way they should have won? Georgia has been a red state through and through, and suddenly Georgia is blue? He can't do it alone, and they're going to make sure he doesn't have to do it alone, because if you keep your eye off the ball, they will have a supermajority. The Democrats have no majority of thought in the United States. They are 20% of the people that believe like these clowns, and yet we give them play. What about this one? The Department of Injustice has appealed a federal judge's ruling that vacated the federal mask mandate for public transportation. Do you know, right now, as you live and breathe openly without a mask, Joe Biden and his team are conspiring to have you wear that mask again at airports and Amtrak and all these other things, public transportation, even though Wu flu isn't a scare. You're not afraid of it. The majority of the people out in public now do not wear masks. It's just clowns that wear them. I want to tell you right now, if you're wearing a mask, you're a clown. You didn't wear it before.
Kevin, I got high morbidity if I get it or whatever.
You had high morbidity. Whatever your disease was that had you afraid, like cancer, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Before you wore a mask, you were just as susceptible as after. It is with the mask. There's nothing that's changed other than your mindset. And that's what the government wants to test. The filing was made hours before the deadline, more than a month after the DOJ said it had filed a notice of repeal following the CDC saying it was requesting the challenge. None of the district court's quarrels with the CDC order comes close to showing that the CDC has acted outside the zone of reasonableness, the Justice Department wrote. So these people still want you to comply, and they already know this is a ruse. Let me ask you this. When is the last time you heard about the number of people who've died? They hit the 1 million mark, right? I don't know how long ago. You hit the 1 million mark, which, by the way, is a lie, because you haven't hit the 1 million mark. You've hit the 1 million mark of lies of people that they claim died from Wu flu. It's not even a it's always a fraction of it, but it's 250,000, whatever. It's like the seasonal flu. They don't want to tell you that. But they say the mandate was meant to, here we go, you ready? Stop the spread. Set to expire on May the 3rd after it was extended by the Biden administration, and they're still talking about it. They want it repealed. Why? Because it makes you compliant. It keeps that mindset in your head. The government said, I have to do it. I have to do it. It isn't about training you. You're a naysayer. You're too far gone, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, but your kids aren't. And your grandkids aren't. We have the first generation of kids who are now used to complying. Because we weren't. But we still did it. What do you think your kids are going to do? What do you think your kids are going to do with guns? Given all the clamor, how many times have your children been heard gun control? Common sense gun control. Gun control. Guns are killing people. Guns, 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 guns. The same amount of time they hear Trump is a bad guy, that God doesn't exist, and all these other things. And you let them get away with it. And it seems no big deal, right? It's just one conversation here and there. It's not a big... You don't live your life to politics. Well, good for you. But make no mistake about it, Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, politics is living you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.